Wherever you are, take a moment to arrive. Here you are. Whatever time it is, remember that it is right now. We're going to do a walking meditation. And if you're in a place where you can take your socks and shoes off, I strongly encourage it. Feeling the ground on your bare feet can be a lovely feeling, and it may help you to feel even more grounded. But if you can't, or you wish not to be barefoot, that, of course, is fine too. Whatever the case may be, just allow your attention to fall naturally down into your feet. If you're standing, let your feet settle into the ground, a little less than shoulder width apart. And if you're already walking, allow yourself to slow down for just a few steps, just enough to notice that you're here. There's nothing to achieve in this practice. There's no right experience you need to produce. We're simply going to walk and know that we're walking. And yes, this walking meditation is still meditation. Meditation doesn't mean that our bodies must be still, but rather that we're making the conditions for our minds to become still. So just as we can use the breath as the anchor of our awareness during seated mindfulness practice, so too can we use the movement of our bodies and the sensations of our steps as anchors for mindfulness as well. And of course, what this means is that we can use mindfulness anywhere, at any time. The point of all this is not to become good at sitting with our eyes closed. The point is to become capable of grounding ourselves, remaining non-judgmentally connected to our present experience no matter what is going on in or around us, and no matter where we may find our bodies at this moment. So to begin, let your gaze be soft. Either looking a few feet ahead on the ground or letting the eyes rest gently in the space in front of you. Feel the shape of your own body and gravity, the steadiness of your skeleton, the gentle effort of your muscles holding you up, and the way that the ground reliably meets you. And as we begin, bring a small note of kindness to yourself. Giving yourself permission to be here, exactly as you are. Remember, this is a practice of returning to yourself, not a test of focus. If the mind wanders, that's not a problem. That's part of the path. Each time you notice you've drifted, you're not failing, you're succeeding. Each recognition of having been lost is the very act of finding yourself again. And when you return, return with gentleness. Now, when you're ready, start walking at a natural, comfortable pace. As you take your first few steps, see if you can notice the basic rhythm of walking. Shifting, lifting, moving, placing. Your body already knows how to do this. We're just adding attention. So again, bring that attention down into the feet. And on each step, notice the contact, the moment the foot touches the ground. Maybe you feel the heel land first, or the outer edge of the foot, or perhaps the whole foot arrives at once. Let it be simple, however it may come, paying close attention to the sensations of the foot. The way pressure moves through the foot as you transition through each step into the next. Now, notice the weight, the transfer of your whole body into that foot. The ground receiving you, absorbing you the way the ground absorbs the roots of a great tree. Notice the slight compression in the sole of your foot, the subtle adjustments in the ankle up to the knee, the way balance happens without needing you to think about it, as the ground seems to rise up beneath your feet to hold you and give you unfailing support. Now notice the push-off, the moment your back foot begins to lift. Perhaps you feel the toes bending and the ball of the foot pressing, the calf engaging. There's a quiet propulsion. And then the swing, the foot moving through the air, that brief feeling of lightness, the leg floating forward, perhaps the air on the skin or the fabric of your shoes or socks or pants brushing. And then, again, placing, weight, pushing, swing, placing, weight, pushing, swing. You don't have to catch every detail. Just choose one or two sensations that feel clear today. Maybe it's the heel touching or the toes pushing or the gentle rocking through the foot. Perhaps it's not the foot you most notice at all. Perhaps it's the hip shifting or the knee bending and the leg extending. Perhaps the sensations of the muscles in your calf becoming tighter as you push into the ground, or the muscles in your thigh tightening as your step lands and you brace the earth. Whatever the sensation is that is most clear in your mind, hold it gently, noticing the way it changes and changes again with each step. If it helps, you can quietly label in your mind, lifting, moving, placing, or touch, shift, push. These are soft labels, like guideposts. They're not rigid commands. And if they don't work for you, let them go. Now, let's begin to include the breath. Without forcing anything, simply notice. The breath is already happening, and walking is already happening. For a few moments, let them be companions. If you'd like, you can try gently pairing them. Perhaps inhaling for 2 steps and exhaling for 2 steps. Just explore what that's like. In, step, step, out, step, step. Or perhaps your body naturally prefers 3 steps on the inhale and 3 steps on the exhale. In, step, 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 out. Step, step, step. Or maybe the body is taking its time and for each step we inhale and for the next step we exhale. In, step, out, step. Or perhaps we're going even slower, inhaling as we lift our foot and exhaling as we step and let this same foot gently rest on the ground. But if any of this feels strained, no problem. Let it be even easier, maybe inhaling for 1 or 2 steps and exhaling for 2 or 1 step. There's no right or wrong way to do this. The point is not control, it's connection. You're letting breath and movement meet each other in a friendly and supportive way. And if counting steps becomes busy or tight, then drop the counting altogether and simply feel breathing while walking. Feel the rise and the fall in the chest or the belly, alongside the gentle impact of each footfall. Now, begin to notice your pace. Walking meditation can be practiced slowly, at a normal pace, or even briskly. At whatever speed you choose, there will always be different sensations that reveal themselves through the energy of your movement. And while we don't have to walk slowly to walk mindfully, at the beginning it is often helpful to go slow, as we'll have more time to notice the many sensations. So if you're willing, try slowing down slightly for the next minute or two. If you go too slowly, however, you may become a little unstable. So find a slow pace that is comfortable to you, that allows you to remain both aware and balanced. As you slow, you will likely notice even more detail. The precise moment the heel contacts the ground, the rolling forward of the foot, the toes spreading. Let these sensations fill your awareness. As our friend Virginia has said, we should walk like we are kissing the earth with our feet. So take a few steps and experience this sensation, this intimacy and friendship between your body and the earth which supports it. You might sense tiny muscles in the feet and ankles working to balance. Slower walking can feel grounding, and sometimes it can also feel awkward or exposed. If that happens, that's okay. Let awkwardness be part of the experience. It's just another sensation passing through. There are no right or wrong sensations here. We're just noticing whatever arises. Now, if it's safe and appropriate where you are, gently return to a normal, everyday pace. And in doing so, notice what changes. Perhaps the practice becomes easier to sustain. Perhaps the body feels more fluid. Normal pace often supports a sense of naturalness, like you're integrating mindfulness into ordinary life rather than stepping out of ordinary life into practice. And if it feels right, you might experiment briefly with an even slightly brisker pace than normal, but make sure it's still comfortable and not hurried. At a brisker pace, you may notice energy, warmth, a stronger rhythm, more pronounced swinging of your arms, or a clearer sense of momentum. The breath may deepen, the mind may feel more alert. Brisk walking can be especially supportive when you feel dull, foggy, or stuck. Whatever pace you choose, the invitation is the same. Feel the body moving. Feel the feet meeting the earth. And when the mind wanders, return. Now, widen your attention beyond the feet, beyond the legs, to include the whole body walking. Notice the pelvis shifting side to side, the subtle rotation through the hips. Notice the spine, how it stays upright while everything below it moves. Notice the shoulders and arms, the natural swing, the gentle counterbalance. Feel the texture of the air on your face and your hands, whether it's warm or cool, still or breezy. Maybe the air carries sounds, distant voices or birds, traffic, a hum of life. Let these sounds come and go without needing to name them. They can simply be part of the environment you're walking through, like a wide sky that the mind can rest in. If the mind pulls you into thinking, whether it's planning, remembering, or judging, see if you can notice that with kindness. Ah, there is thinking again. Not as a criticism, but as recognition. And then return, gently, to one anchor. Maybe the soles of the feet, or the feeling of stepping, or the breath moving in the body. And distraction will happen. It's not a detour from the practice, it is the practice. Thoughts will rise into your consciousness, and for a moment, we may even forget what we're doing. But each time we realize we've been lost in thought, we can pause inwardly for just a moment and offer ourselves a gentle kindness to our mind for a turning with ease. Then, without drama, we immediately reconnect with the next step, this one, right here. If you notice frustration or impatience, that's okay too. Frustration is a universal experience. And again, our frustration itself is also absolutely okay and allowed to be here. Let it be held in awareness like any other sensation, whether it's tightness in the chest, heat in the face, a clenching in the jaw. You don't have to push any of this away. You can soften around it and return again. And as we begin to bring this practice to a close, let yourself feel the simple accomplishment of this moment. Not an achievement, but a lived experience. You took time to be present. You practiced returning. You practiced kindness to yourself. You have been patient with yourself, even perhaps to your own impatience. And all of this takes some getting used to. We are not used to walking this way. In fact, we're not used to doing anything this way. That's why we're practicing. And this practice is a grounding practice, literally. It allows us to reconnect with our bodies and with the very earth that we are a part of. So for the next few steps, see if you can sense gratitude for this body, the legs that carry you, the feet that meet the ground, and the breath that continues without you having to manage it. And if gratitude doesn't come naturally, that's okay. Just feel the reality of support, the ground below, the air around, the body moving, and recognize this connection you have made between your body and the world that it exists in. Now, if you'd like, allow your attention to expand even further. Holding your feet, your breath, your body, the sounds, the space, and this ground all together in one gentle field of awareness. And as we close, remember, you can do this practice anywhere, whether it's walking in squares around your bedroom, or down a hallway, across a parking lot, or on a sidewalk, in a store aisle, or outside under the stars. And you can do this practice any time, between tasks in the middle of a busy, ordinary day, or as part of a walk through nature on your weekend off. And remember, you're doing the practice whether you take a single mindful step or spend hours on a mindful hike. Anytime you remember to, you have created a moment where you return to yourself. So as you continue on with your day, you might consider carrying one simple intention with you. When I notice I'm gone, I'll gently come back to right here, right now. And whenever you're ready, let the formal practice end and let the walking continue. Mindful, ordinary, and available to you anytime.